My buddy Sam lives in a dilapidated house down by the newly opened Kathmandu Kite Shop. And no, it isn't a kite store. It's a recreational marijuana outlet. Sam's place sits back in the nettled interior down a dead-end road near the old trout pond that once held trout but, well, got dredged back in the early 80s on one debauched weekend that ended my trout fishing on the south end. Sam's been living the bachelor life since his wife left him. She'd grown weary of the power being turned off for non-payment and the back taxes on the place reaching critical mass, and since neither of them were willing to work, they played chicken with each other, hoping the other would swerve first back into the job market. No way was Sam going back to wage slavery, so ultimately Bobby packed her things, left a short and not-so-sweet note, and headed back down to an old boyfriend in Eugene, Oregon, who at least worked part-time driving school bus. Sam says he never saw it coming. I believe him, not because all the signs weren't pointing inexorably toward a dissolution, but because Sam doesn't have peripheral vision. He would have to hit a sign head on. In fact, he didn't find Bobby's kiss-off letter until 4 days after she left, which isn't as myopic as you might think. Sam, you see, is a hoarder. His house is like one of those ant farms I had as a kid, nothing but tunnels, stuff stacked along the paths head high, trails leading to the bed or the bathroom or through the kitchen to the stove on one side, the fridge down a different path. Bobby kept the pile slightly more passable, but now that she's gone, the tunnels have narrowed. Nothing much gets thrown away, but stuff apparently is coming in constantly, at least by my observation after not seeing Sam for a few months. The folks who dreamed up planned obsolescence never counted on the Sams who keep the broken crap and live in their own midden. Another year, I figure he'll run out of room completely. I don't know how many Sams are out there, but I have to wonder if this isn't why Sears, after a century, is going broke.